Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of the Progressive Corporation, ticker PGR, one of the big players in the insurance world. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. Progressive is a household name for many when it comes to auto insurance, and they've been in the game for a long time. I'm excited to break down their business, look at their numbers, and see if they're still firing on all cylinders or if there are cracks in the armor. We'll go through their revenue streams, earnings performance, and even run some valuation models to see if the stock is priced right. If you're as curious as I am, let's jump right into the details. So, who exactly is Progressive? Founded back in 1937, the Progressive Corporation is headquartered in Mayfield, Ohio, and operates as an insurance holding company. They're primarily known for personal and commercial auto insurance, but they also offer residential and commercial property insurance, as well as other specialty products. With over 66,000 employees, they've built a massive operation in the U.S., focusing on direct-to-consumer sales through online platforms, mobile devices, and over the phone. Their business model thrives on innovation, especially with tech-driven solutions like telematics for usage-based insurance. Under the leadership of CEO Susan Patricia Griffith, Progressive has positioned itself as a leader in the property and casualty insurance space within the broader financial services sector. Pretty impressive, right? Let's see if the numbers back up the reputation. Now let's talk revenue. Progressive has shown some serious growth over the years, with their latest full-year figures for 2025 coming in at a whopping $87.6 billion, up from $75.3 billion in 2024. That's a solid jump, and it reflects their ability to keep expanding their customer base. Breaking it down by segment, their personal lines business, which includes auto and home insurance, brought in $71.8 billion in 2025, making up the lion's share of their revenue. Meanwhile, the commercial line segment, catering to businesses, contributed $11 billion. This split shows how heavily they rely on personal insurance, but it's also a sign of stability, since that's a consistent demand market. The growth trajectory over the past few years, from $49.6 billion in 2022 to where they are now, tells me they're doing something right in capturing market share. But revenue is just one piece of the puzzle. Let's see how much of this turns into profit. Moving on to earnings, Progressive's performance here is where things get really interesting. For 2025, they reported a net income of $11.3 billion, translating to an earnings per share of $19.29. Compare that to 2024's net income of $8.5 billion and EPS of $14.45, and you can see they've made a massive leap. Looking back even further, in 2023, net income was $3.9 billion, with an EPS of 6.61 cents, so the trend is clearly upward. Their profitability metrics are strong, and recent news highlights their Q1 2026 earnings beating expectations with an EPS of $4.96 against a forecast of $4.87. This kind of consistent outperformance suggests solid underwriting margins and operational efficiency. The key takeaway? Progressive is not just growing revenue, but also translating that into meaningful bottom-line growth, which is exactly what investors want to see. Let's dive a bit deeper into what management has been saying about their performance. During their latest investor event for Q4 2025, Progressive highlighted their strong financial results for the year, emphasizing their focus on disciplined underwriting and pricing strategies. They noted that their combined ratio, a key metric in insurance that measures profitability, remained favorable, contributing to their high margins. Management also discussed their ongoing investments in technology, especially in data analytics and customer experience, which are helping them stay competitive. They're optimistic about continuing to grow market share while keeping an eye on industry trends and potential challenges. It's clear they're confident in their strategy, and the numbers seem to back that up. All right, let's pop the hood and look at Progressive's financial statements in detail. Starting with the income statement, their gross profit margin for 2025 came in at about 29.5%, based on a gross profit of $25.8 billion against $87.6 billion in revenue. Net profit margin was also solid at 12.9%, showing they're keeping a good chunk of revenue as profit after expenses. On the balance sheet, total assets for 2025 were reported at $91.1 billion, while total liabilities stood at $86.5 billion, leaving stockholders' equity at $4.6 billion, a tighter equity position compared to $25.6 billion in 2024, which suggests some balance sheet adjustments. Cash flow-wise, operating cash flow for 2025 wasn't fully detailed in the latest breakdown, but free cash flow trends from prior years, like 2024's $14.8 billion, indicate they generate strong cash to reinvest or return to shareholders. Their return on equity for the trailing 12 months is an impressive 45.1%, showing efficient use of shareholder capital. These metrics paint a picture of a financially healthy company, but let's see if the valuation matches up. Now on to valuation. Progressive's current price-to-earnings ratio for the trailing 12 months sits at 10.26, which is below the industry average of about 12.77 for property and casualty insurance. This suggests the stock might be undervalued relative to peers. Their price-to-sales ratio is 1.33, which is reasonable for a company with such strong revenue growth. Looking at forward PE ratios for 2025, analysts peg it at 11.28, dropping from 15.06 for 2024, indicating expectations of continued earnings growth. Dividend yield is also attractive at 6.86%, especially for income-focused investors. At a current price of around $203.78, with a market cap of $119.2 billion, the question is whether this price reflects the true value of the company. Let's dig deeper into that with an intrinsic value analysis next. Before we get to intrinsic value, let's break down Progressive's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to get a fuller picture. Starting with strengths, their robust financial performance stands out. 2025's $11.3 billion net income and consistent EPS growth show they've got a handle on profitability. Their tech-driven approach, like usage-based insurance, is another edge. On the weakness side, their heavy reliance on personal lines could be a risk if that market softens, and their equity position looks a bit squeezed in the latest balance sheet. Opportunities? The growing demand for digital insurance solutions plays right into their wheelhouse, and expanding commercial lines could diversify revenue. Threats include intense competition in the insurance space and potential regulatory changes that could impact pricing or operations. Overall, Progressive looks strong, but they're not without risks to monitor. Let's check out Progressive's recent stock performance. Over the past year, PGR has taken a hit, down 23.76%, underperforming compared to the broader financial services sector's 7.75% gain over the same period. Shorter term, the stock is down 1.4% over the past week and 9.7% over the last 3 months. However, if we zoom out to a 5-year view, it's a different story, up 132.46%, crushing the sector's 28.8% gain. Recent trading sessions have shown volatility, with the stock settling at $194.13 after a 2.88% drop in a single day as of early April 2026. Looking at the chart, there's a clear downward trend in the short term, but the long-term uptrend suggests resilience. For short-term moves, I'd watch for a break above key resistance around $200. If it holds, it could signal a reversal. Otherwise, there might be more downside to test support levels near $190. Now, let's tackle intrinsic value to see if Progressive is over or undervalued at its current price. Using a discounted cash flow model, we can estimate the company's worth based on future cash flows. Based on historical free cash flow trends, like $14.8 billion in 2024, and projecting forward with conservative growth assumptions, I've run the numbers with a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate over a 5-year projection period. However, I do want to note a limitation here. Progressive operates in the insurance space, which isn't ideally suited for traditional DCF analysis since their cash flows are tied more to underwriting and investment income rather than typical free cash flow. For insurance companies, metrics like price-to-book or dividend discount models often provide a better picture. Still, let's see what the DCF suggests. After crunching the numbers, the DCF model points to an intrinsic value of around $371.46 per share, significantly higher than the current trading price of $203.78. This suggests Progressive could be undervalued by a wide margin. Again, take this with a grain of salt due to the limitations of DCF for insurance firms. Cross-referencing with other metrics, their price-to-book and forward PE ratios also hint at undervaluation compared to industry norms. If you're a value investor, this might catch your eye, but I'd recommend also looking at dividend yields and peer comparisons for a fuller picture. So what's the final verdict on Progressive? Wrapping it all up, I think PGR is a compelling story for long-term investors. Their financial performance is rock solid with strong revenue and earnings growth, and their valuation metrics suggest the stock might be underpriced right now. That said, the short-term stock performance has been shaky, and there are risks tied to their reliance on personal lines and competitive pressures. If you're looking for income, that 6.86% dividend yield is hard to ignore. For growth investors, the long-term track record and tech innovation are big pluses. My take? Progressive looks like a buy for patient investors, but I'd keep an eye on those short-term price movements and broader industry trends. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.